just accosted a young girl. Costed, probably a little bit of a strong word. I said, excuse me, can I speak to you for a moment? And she took off these massive headphones. What was playing in the headphones?
It was Velvet Underground.
Velvet Underground. Some classic psychedelic pop from the 60s, early 70s.
I'm going to say that, yeah.
It's not unusual to see somebody enjoying music. Where are we stood outside? Your place of work, I believe.
My place of work, yeah. The Royal Northern College of Music in Manchester, yeah.
Good place to work?
Great place to work. Very vibrant, creative people around. It's a really good place to be, yeah.
What's your particular job?
I'm the group's coordinator, so I work in the box office. Also do some work in marketing as well, yeah.
Ah, okay, cool. Hence the fact that you're actually on Twitter as well.
I am on Twitter, yeah. I'm also doing a master's part-time in digital marketing, so it's all kind of tied in with that.
Right. Fantastic. So your commute into work, what areas of Manchester does it take you through?
I live in East Didsbury, so then I come through sort of Didsbury and then Withington and then through Fallowfield, rush home and then on to here, really. But it's only about half an hour all in all, so it doesn't take too long. So yeah.
Good. You got the music to keep you company?
Absolutely. Be lost without it.
Trying to collect stories from different areas of Manchester, anything that springs to mind about this particular area where we're stood now?
This particular area is sort of the central hub. It's very creative with the Royal Northern College of Music. Obviously, when the college was built in 1973, there was a lady called Dame Kathleen Ulrenshaw, who was one of the Board of Governors here, and she decided to drive all night round the college to stop gypsies from coming in before the college was being built the next day after a building strike. So, yeah, she's a brilliant woman. She's well into her 90s now, but, yeah, I love that, stopping the gypsies from coming into the college, yeah.
She drove all night.
She drove all night long around the college. That's dedication for you, yeah.
Well, the college is here because of her, probably. Who knows?
I would say that, yes.
So we should get a statue up next to Chopin.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, definitely.
Thank you very much for your time. Have a great day.
No problem. Thank you.